Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
All right, we want to welcome back to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, my friend Adam Vina. What's up, Vina?
What's going on, Nate? How are you, man?
I'm good, brother. We're just trying to do a follow-up with you and your son, Aiden's story. What's the update? What has changed since the last time we talked? Any progress?
What's happening? Where do I start? Well, 2 weeks ago, last Wednesday, my son's diagnosis got changed from gender curious to now full-blown gender dysphoria, which means that it's a clear road to whatever they want to do now. That's the way I look at it. They can, in the next 3 or 4 years, if this continues down the path that it's going, they can start giving my son pills. So that's where we're at on that. A good update is that about 3 weeks ago, somebody sent my videos to a very big influencer. Her name is Patriot Barbie. And they sent my videos to her, and it has completely blown up in a good way. I went from 97 followers to, as of today, I'm almost at 8,000 followers. Wow. On my Instagram page.
That helps.
Yeah. She has started a Give, Send, Go fundraising for me. And we've raised a little over $8,000.
Okay. Help retain for that. A lawyer.
Yeah.
Lawyer
for the retainer. We did get an attorney for me, who is a constitutional lawyer. And so I'm involved with, man, Nate, I'll tell you what, man, I'm involved with Patriot Barbie now, a group called Mom Army and Dad Army.
Wow.
They all deal with these type of things. Children trafficking, child abuse. They deal with everything that's going on, and they're a big deal. The other group that I'm involved with, in regards to with helping my son, is a group called Me Too Moms, who pretty much do the same thing as Mom Army and Dad Army. And I'm also involved with a lady by the name of Izzy Jem Roca. She's out of Florida, and she does a lot of concierge stuff. That's her business, and she's connected with a lot of high-end people all over the United States. So she's got me 2 interviews on One American News Network that you and your followers can go to my Instagram. It's in my bio, and you can watch those interviews. She's got me in contact with Turning Point USA. And it's the goal now with everybody that's involved is to, one, hopefully save Aiden, but at the same time, try to save other kids, that are being groomed, especially like I said in my interview on Sunday, my situation is different because the grooming started with the mother. But from what I've been listening and reading, there's a lot of grooming going on within the school districts all over the United States.
I don't even know how they let that get in there, and it's legal. You know what I'm saying?
I don't either. So like I said, my situation is different, but it's not just parents doing this. It's the school districts. It's everywhere. I mean, you walk into Target and it's all over the Target, and they're not just focusing on adults, they're focusing on kids. With
next generation.
Yeah, with bathing suits for boys for tucking. the bathing suits for girls to hide their breasts. So it's not just it's crazy.
Full out evil.
Oh yeah, full on evil.
Not even hiding it no more.
Yeah, yeah.
In your face, you know, like, hey, what you gonna do about it?
Right. And so now we're focusing on my son, of course.
Right.
To try to slow down this process, but also bring awareness to what they're doing to our kids. You know, it's absolutely disgusting what they're doing, and they're not hiding it anymore. It's in plain view for everybody to see.
Damn near sin to even bring a kid in the world in today's world, because it's like everything is going after it for the wrong reasons. You know, it's
right.
It's almost like child abuse just to have a baby in today's time.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what the child's going to be subjected to.
Yeah. And it seemed like they're really focusing on the boys.
Of course.
For some reason.
They don't want any male, real masculine energy, you know, going forward, because they're trying to take over with all this crap.
Right.
And it's sad. Right.
Yeah. So there's been some good highlights in all of this, bringing awareness, but also the most discouraging part is now the doctors changing my son's diagnosis. So that could, now it's, like I said previously, it's no holds bar for what they can do to him, which is terrifying and scary all at the same time for him. Cause he's so young. He's, like I said previously, he's only 4.
Yeah.
And for him to have to go through.
What does a 4-year-old know about?
I know. Ninja? Yeah. Yeah.
All they want to do is play with toys and run around and laugh and throw rocks.
Just throw rocks. You know, you know, exactly. And like I said in my interviews, you know, my son was perfect when I had him. Never an inkling of what's happened in the last 2.5 years with him. So that's why I know it's a whole grooming thing that's going on with my son.
And they're still keeping you away from him, like, oh, you yeah. can't see him or talk yeah. to him?
No, nothing.
That's the part I don't like, because it's like, I mean, how can you stop a father from even just communicating with his kid or visitation, right? So even if it's supervised, just not, let me see my son. Right. Let me hold my kid.
Right. And that, and we went 8 months, probably like 6 or 7 months of negotiations for me to get visitation of him. And like I said in the previous podcast, you know, I got the email stating, oh, we're sorry, but we dropped the ball on visitations.
Dropped the ball. What the hell does that mean?
You know, and I agreed to, even though I didn't need supervised visitations, right. I still agreed to that.
Have some type of
connection with my son. Physical contact with my son. And they dropped the ball. The court ordered on November 1st of this year, the judge ordered visitation for his grandparents. And we're going on almost June. Uh-huh. And no visitations for the grandparents, you know, and I bring that up in court last week, and it was just the minor's counsel and my son's mother attorney was all beating around the bush about why my parents haven't had visitations with their grandson. And the longer this goes, the more myself and the grandparents aren't going to know who their grandson is anymore, because there's going to be that disconnect, that physical disconnect, that talking, but also his appearance is going to be completely different the longer this goes, you know? So we've got a good fire burning. A lot of people are involved.
Right.
A lot of major people are involved. I don't know where we're going to go from here. I don't know how big this is going to take off. Mm-hmm. Whether we save Aiden or we save a bunch of kids and we shed light on what's happening here in the United States, and more specifically what's happening here in California, because California is now a sanctuary city for transgender kids.
And every other madness that's going against God's will.
Yep. Yep. SB 107 is one of the most scariest bills I've ever read. Your viewers, and you can look up that Senate bill that was an executive order by Gavin Newsom, basically stating that you can criminalize the parents if they don't agree with this transgenderism in kids. also, there's a father in Texas that I just read about. His kid's mother basically kidnapped the kids from Texas, moved them to California because she was trying to transition one of her kids into this transgender stuff. And the father hasn't seen his kids in almost 2 years. The sanctuary city here in California, when it comes to transgenderism.
I don't even know how all that is legal.
It's
pretty much kidnapping, you know, from one parent.
And people like you and me's common sense, that's kidnapping.
I know. What I'm saying. It's like, you don't have no type of, go back at them like, hey, that's not legal. You can't do that. So you're going to get, trouble.
Yeah. So it's, we're living in some scary times right now. There's been a lot of states. Ron DeSantis just passed a bill stating that you can't perform surgeries or issue medication to kids. So that's good. There's a few, I can't remember all the states that are jumping on board with that, but there's a lot of states out there that are jumping on that bandwagon to protect the kids. But of course, we live in California and we all know that's not going to happen here.
Yeah, they make the rules up as they go and nobody stands up and say no. I don't understand how they can just take one parent's rights from them without, unless you sign it off. But
right.
Where's your rights?
My rights have been violated since day one. I mean, like I said, I've made some mistakes, but the mistakes I've made. The one thing that I learned is that they cannot remove parents or parent from the kid's life if there's never been physical or neglect abuse.
Right, and you don't have.
And in my case, there's never been neglect or physical abuse to my son or to her. If there had been, then I would have been removed from my son's life. But there's never been any physical or neglect to my son, and no physical abuse towards my son's mother. But they've completely removed me because of my stance on what she's doing to my son.
I don't understand how that's right. How could they even get away with that? And like the system itself don't catch it and say, hey, nope, you're violating this guy's father's rights.
Right. And the one thing that we found out about my son's mother's attorney is that she's backed by some doctors that
some quack doctors.
Whacked out doctors, whacked out therapists. There's a whole system of corruption going on with this.
Even the doctor's not even standing up and trying to, fight for you.
No, and that's the other thing that Wednesday, just so if some of your viewers haven't seen my post from the day after Wednesday, they try to silence my First Amendment rights in the courtroom from posting my videos on Instagram. They were trying to basically kind of put a gag order on me from posting my videos. But if you listen to any of my videos to my son or to everyone on my Instagram, never is there any threats of violence. I never mention anybody's names in any of my videos. But you could tell almost that they were almost scared because of the people that I have starting to back me up in regards to this. Thank God the judge threw it out and said, no, we're not going to silence him. We're not going to take his First Amendment rights away. But they were pushing pretty hard on trying to silence me on my videos.
So you won't be heard at all. Nowhere.
Whether they know what they're doing to my son and what they've done to me is wrong, or I don't know, or they're trying to hide something.
They don't care.
In fact, I know they're trying to hide something because they got the second opinion to change my son's diagnosis. So we don't know. My side doesn't know whether the diagnosis was changed by Children's Hospital of Los Angeles or this new therapist that they have involved, this new, I say kook therapist that changed my son's diagnosis. It's very disheartening all at the same time. I've been on this crazy roller coaster. Some days I'm happy.
Yeah.
And then I'm back down at the bottom of the roller coaster again. And then some days I'm back at the top feeling good. And then I'm back down at the bottom again. So it's there's good. And then there's some bad stuff still going on in regards to this case.
I was about to ask, how's your health holding up? Cause I'm sure every day is a stress and
yeah. I'm going to go to the doctors just to get a physical and see how I'm doing.
Yeah, getting any sleep or any good rest or whatever?
Oh, yeah, I get good sleep. I take that melatonin to help me sleep. Right. So yeah, I try to get as good enough sleep as possible.
Yeah, you're going to need some rest.
Yeah, and hopefully with these people that are helping me out, it will relieve some of the stress that that I got going on right now. So
any upcoming court cases for the follow-up and see what's going on?
I've got a court case coming up in June and August, and then the next one for family court will be I think September 5th is the next one for the family court. So that's pretty much what I've court cases. I got three coming up here.
Yeah, you think your lawyer can put something in there where they can kind of stop their process until we get all this stuff heard, you know, in the court cases, instead of just them proceeding in their evil way, and, you know, you don't have no updates of what's going on and what are they giving the kid.
Yeah, so they can't give Aiden anything until he's eight and a half or nine.
So until then, what, is brainwashing he on out?
Yeah, there's no stopping that. I mean, when I received that letter from the school, my son's four, and now he's full transgender at the age of four.
Four. I'm thinking I'm four. I can't even remember what's going on at four, and it wasn't thinking.
I know.
If anything, I'm
at 4 years old. I'm out playing in the yard, playing football, playing baseball. You know,
that's all you want to do: eat,
just
play, run, terrorize everything in the house or whatever. And
that's right.
Who's thinking? I don't understand it. I mean, because, you know, to me, I guess to any common, average common sense thinking person, it's like everybody's throwing their hands up like, what the hell? What does a 4-year-old know about sexual orientation?
Nothing. The only stuff that he would know at that age is what
you tell him,
what he's being forced to hear or being or told, you know. But even then, no 4-year-old should know that.
Right. You're going to tell them this boy is a girl. Boys play here. Girls do this.
Right. And that's been one of my arguments this whole entire time, is that my son's four. He doesn't. This is why I know this has been a grooming thing, is because my son didn't know the difference between a man and a woman, you know, at that young age. And going back to this whole gender dysphoria.
Yeah. What the hell is that?
Yeah. Like, you know, again, I don't know if I said it the last time, but I asked to be involved in this first assessment, and I was denied to be there on the first assessment. I had hired my own child therapist to sit in, and I was denied that. I was also denied a phone call to ask questions from the doctor from Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. They denied me all of that because, in my opinion, is that because I didn't agree what was going on with my son. I believed that there was something else going on with my son. And because of those beliefs is why I think I was cut out of these assessments. And a father, no matter what, when it comes to gender or something as great importance as this, the father should never have been cut out. I should never have been cut out of any of that, you know?
Yeah, you think you should be able to sit in all those cases and listen in and have your rebuttal and ask a lot of questions. So,
yeah. And when I called over there, they referred me to the website, and I went to the website, and nothing was on their website. You know, when doctors treat certain diseases, they have steps to take,
right?
You know, they've got A, B, and C, and D. We're going to start with A, and we're going to work our way through.
And then you can get second and third opinions. Like, if you don't agree with that, I'm like, okay, let me check this person, or let me check this.
Right. Right. Opinion. And in this case, they went from A all the way to Z.
Yeah, we're just going to make
You know what I'm saying?
We're going to make the decision.
Every other step, you know? So it's very disheartening to see what they're doing to my son, you know? Very disheartening.
Yeah, in the end, I'm hoping you have some lawsuits against everybody involved, because I'm sure they're not following procedure, and, you know, this stuff can't be legal, you know, the way they're doing it and how they're doing it.
Right.
Excluding you from everything. You got to have some type of, like, get back, like, hey, I'm going to take all you suckers down because you violated this civil right, you violated this father's right, you violated parent right or whatever, something.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And yeah, I've been violated of pretty much damn everything. I've been violated over 46 text messages. And again, I've made mistakes, but the mistakes that I've made don't deserve this type of an outcome of the mistakes I've made, you know,
the mistake of just loving your kid and wanting the best for him.
Right. And, okay. And like I said, in court, if you guys would have sat me down in the courtroom, talked to me, asked me what I think was going on with my son, you would have had a completely different father on your hand. You would have had a more reasonable, you would have had a better father. But because you violated my father's rights, because you violated my parental rights, because of my beliefs, you know, that's why you have the pissed off father you have today, you know.
And I think that they should be grateful, because some people would take it up to another level.
Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D. And up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com. Check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email, and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day.
Yeah, and all the decisions that I've made is to, in regards to my son, is to limit the amount of damage done to my son.
Right.
Limit the amount of damage. When the judge threatened that he would remove my son from the home, that's when I made some other decisions to be made, you know. But also what I found out is that the judge can't remove a child from either home unless it's proven that there's neglect,
some life-threatening
or abuse
stuff. Yeah.
Or some type of mental illness on either parent. And there has never been, again, I speak, what she's doing to my son is bad, but at the same time, at least I know he's still well taken care of. He's got a roof over his head, food, and he lives in a safe area, safe space.
But how do you know that? And you didn't have a chance to check that out. You hope.
Right.
You haven't seen, how long have you seen your son? How long has
I haven't seen Aiden in 2.5 years.
Not even a video or picture update.
What was that?
You haven't seen a picture or update or the video.
I'm
so you don't know nothing.
Yeah, I'm too afraid. When I was on One American News Network, which is in my bio on my Instagram, it was the first time that I saw my son completely dressed up as a girl.
Oh my God.
Also, my son's mother's sister apparently has been buying my son makeup.
So the sister part of it too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been it sucks. It sucks. In my opinion, my son is absolutely destroyed. My perfectly good son is destroyed because of what's going on. And my fear is that there's no reversing it. The further along this goes, the more they push this upon my son, the more it's going to be harder or irreversible for him, you know? So I think that's the hardest part is knowing that and nothing I can do. for him.
You haven't had any church groups reach out to help or prayer?
Oh, yeah. My Instagram is completely flooded with people praying for my son.
Okay.
Completely praying for him. Like I said, I went from 97 followers to I'm almost at 8,000 as of today. Yeah,
that's a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. No thanks to Patriot Barbie, Mom Army, Dad Army, Me Too Mom, and then this Isabella Jamroca out of Florida. I was supposed to do a radio show in Florida yesterday, but things got messed up. So we're going to reschedule. We're going to reschedule that interview here in the next week or so.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, we'll post those links, and then I'll get the links to those interviews and stuff so people can check them out and hear it, because you know, the more your voice is heard, the better. And so people can learn what's really going on in like California and what they're doing to these innocent kids. And
right. And Nate, this isn't just a right and a left thing, or a Democrat and a Republican thing. This is an everybody thing. They're not just going after conservative kids. You know what I'm saying? They're going after everybody's kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to the schools. So I think that's why there's a great importance that we forget about the politics and all
right.
this.
And think about these kids and what's right and what's wrong.
That's right. Think about the kids, because they don't care what color, they don't care about what politics the parents are in. They're coming straight for the kids, and at a young age too.
Of course,
you know,
they can brainwash them, and you know the kid don't know the difference.
Yeah. So what I can also say is to parents out there: stay vigilant in your kids' schools. Stay vigilant, because they try to hide it. I heard a story the other day that this mom's daughter said, "Oh yeah, we're going to I'm going to an after school art program," and come to find out it was a class on gender stuff in the art class. So they're trying to hide it by using certain names. And she came back and said that she was transgender. Wow. Because of the class. Yeah, and they hide it from the parents. They hide everything from the parents, you know?
Yeah, people need to start homeschooling again.
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to a guy in Canada the other day, and homeschooling is really big in Canada right now for their kids, because the areas are so corrupt up there with this type of stuff.
International.
Yeah.
Child abuse, huh?
Yeah, and that's 100% what it is, especially at this young of age. It's 100% child abuse. 100%.
So yeah, back in the day, if you know, before all this madness was going on, if people was doing that was considered child abuse, and you would get the kid taken from you.
Yeah.
Now they're doing it, and you can't like protect your kid in a way. It's like, what the heck happened?
Yeah. And an interesting fact that I just learned last week is that Charles Manson, and we all know who Charles Manson is, right?
Mm-hmm.
He regained custody of his kids. Yes.
Wow.
He had full, even though he was still in jail, he had full custody of his kids while he was in jail. Even though when he was charged with all those murders, he still regained custody of his kids and was allowed visitation with his kids. I sent 46 text messages and I lost my kid. So let that sink in with you. OJ Simpson still regained custody of his kids with everything that was going on. Never lost his kids.
Welcome to California.
Yeah. Yeah. And the hardest thing was to hear that Charles Manson regained custody of his kids with all the horrendous stuff that man did. And he still regained custody of his kids, never taken away. But yet I send out 46 bad text messages and no threats of violence, no threats of anything like that. And they completely take away my kid from me. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, this the times we're in, and good people need to stand up and fight against the evil on all levels, because if we don't, it's just going to get worse and worse. And we the people need to pull together for what's right.
Yeah.
For all of us, not just one person, for all of us, for what's right for everyone in this country. And if we don't do that, it's over.
Yep. I really feel deeply that my calling in life has changed because of this. I feel that, you know, instead of moving up at work like I really wanted to, is now
secondary.
It's completely secondary. My main focus is, of course, my son, but also other kids
pretty much
that are being, this brainwashing has started. So yeah, I think that my calling has changed. We'll see where it goes from there, you know.
Yeah,
but
it always starts. A lot of big movements start with one person making a decision.
That's right.
One person being violated, and then they say enough is enough. This won't happen to another father, you know, or another parent. So
or another parent, you know. Yeah. And it's yeah.
But yeah, thanks for the update, my brother. Praying for you, and
thank you.
Every time I see you, I try to encourage you and keep you strong and lift you up. And it's like, I know it's like you was forced into this. You didn't wake up one morning and say, "Hey, I want to be a superhero to save the children of America."
Right.
It's like, okay, something that I love dearly been snatched from me. What am I gonna do about it?
Yeah.
Fold up and disappear. I'm gonna stand up and crush this evil best I can, and pull an army of evil crushers together, and we're gonna fight this monster until it, you know, subside and disappear. So I mean, everybody's got their calling, and some, you know, things in life happen where it's like, okay, here's the situation, your name's on it, let's go.
And I think the fire, I had a fire, but I think the fire grew larger once they tried to silence me from making videos.
Yeah.
I think that really struck a chord. I've never had a violation. I've never had someone try to violate me by my First Amendment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and now it's no holds bar, you know, when it comes to this.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'll put those links in the notes and stuff where people can follow up. And then what's the fund if people want to donate to help you with your legal fees?
It's givesendgo.com/ save Adam's son.
One more time.
It's going to be givesendgo.com/ save Adam's son.
Okay. And then I'll put that in the notes, and they can follow you on Instagram.
What's your Instagram? My Instagram is adam.vena. Last name is spelled V-E-N-A.
Adam.vena on Instagram. Yeah, you guys can keep up, and you can talk to him through his messages and reach out. Send some prayers, send some encouragement, and send some love his way, because this is not your everyday battle, and he's going to need all the strength and encouragement that we can muster up to give him, to help him fight this fight. Cause, it's not just his fight. It's actually all of our fights, all our parents, you know, as parents, to fight to save our kids from an evil that's trying to take them down to this trash of thinking and all this wildness that's going totally against what God designed us to be. Keep up the good fight, my brother. And,
I appreciate you, Nate. I really do. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. So, we'll just keep updating your story as it go, you know?
Yeah. So, and I put our previous podcast in my bio. So if your viewers want to go and listen to the first one, they can just click on my bio, and it'll start having all my interviews and all the podcasts that I've done in that bio on my Instagram.
Right on. Mr. Adam Vena, hang in there, brother. Fight for Aiden.
All right, brother.
All right. Hang in there.
Thanks, Nate.
Later.
You've heard it exclusively on Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.